Kalim chapter 20, Mishnah 4. Arei v'gedoyle shnifchasa mekabel rimoinim. You've got a large trough that's now bigger than 9 cubs. The previous ones that we discussed were not this big, so this is not even a bigger trough. And it was too damaged to contain pomegranates, meaning it had a hole in it large enough for the pomegranates to fall out. We've mentioned that many times. The skinu lishiva, and then he wants to adapt it for sitting. He wants to turn it upside down and adjust it for use as a stool. So Rabbi Akiva matame. Rabbi Akiva says it is susceptible to midrash impurity because he now wants to use it as a chair. The chachamim mataharin, but the rabbis say no, it's not susceptible to midrash impurity. Ad shekatzeya, until he adjusts it. He's got to trim it or shape it in some way, and only once he's adapted it for sitting on, at that point, say the rabbis, will it be susceptible to midrash impurity. Asa avos lebehema, if he makes it into a feeding trough for animals, right? If he just wants to put straw in it, because straw is not going to fall through a hole for a pomegranate. It's going to stay in there because the straw is very big. So he wants to change the use of this large trough. Afal pishkfa bekoisel, even if he fastened it to the wall, tmeh, it is susceptible to impurity. And even if he fastened it to the wall, yeah, normally things which are fastened to the wall, we said, are not susceptible to impurity. But yeah, it's not that it's like part of the wall, really. He's just taking something, and it's completely functional, etc. And he puts it, you know, he's holding it up with the wall, but not that it becomes a permanent part of the wall, and therefore it's still susceptible to impurity.